The Greyhound racing track in Kenosha goes out of business next week after a decade of trying to convert the site into a high-stakes casino. The Menominee still haven't gotten the okay from the Interior Department. Still, the Kenosha County Board last night joined the Kenosha Common Council in extending local agreements with the Menominee in case the federal approval and about $800 million in private financing come through. County Board member Terry Rose voted for the extension, but says the public needs closure.
In other words, the tribe either has to build a project or bust the project. We've got to either fish or cut bait. It's got to go one way or the other.
Rose also says Kenosha County has spent $70,000 on legal opinions. The only supervisor who voted against extending the local agreement was James Moore. He says it's extremely unlikely President Barack Obama would ever approve a Kenosha casino.
There's no evidence that the Obama administration, which as we well know is just south of us, a few miles away in Chicago, which of course is also advocating for casinos in that area, we don't have any evidence that the Obama administration is really keen on moving this proposal forward.
Still, a representative of the Menominee says the tribe will now turn its attention to lobbying the Interior Department for a decision and continue a court case appealing the Bush administration's blocking of the Menominee's plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha.